Begin the Quran Daf, Masechta Zechulin Daf Chav Tes, begin Aleph, begin with the words of the Gemara, Zil Hocha Ikerub, that go over here, and you have a majority, which really this belongs on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis. So, he said that by the case of the Tanner, we said that a Rab says, Metzah Metzah Shechita. So, why, by the case of the Tanner, do we say, if you split into two, they both can be Tameh? But if you say that 50% is most, so it should be Tar. So why are we saying that it's not going to be Tar? So it starts continuing to say, he says, wait a second, Micah Kachale, what's exactly the question? Chiyom Anami Hocha. Even when he says it over here, the 50% is like the majority. Because that's how Halacha Mishnah Mishnah. Like Tashai Aruba, don't leave over the majority. Like we said previously, Harin can drive. And so there's no majority, and it's going. In other words, you know, if you would say the same thing, like you say by Shechita, so there's no majority, and then it'd be Tar. But we don't say this. So what was Gemara's question?
There's something you can say is that Tali Adav B'chashibas. It's dependent on significance. The Mishum B'chashib Le'mechzik Rav, because we consider 50% of the majority, that's why Charlel, that's why we said it's permitted previously. The Eshkan Shir Hefshah Shechita. It's considered as a measurement of validation of a slaughtering. That's what we're saying here also. There's a significance of 50%, like a majority, and therefore that should be considered as a majority of it being broken, and therefore should be Tar. The Kula Alma, everyone holds Mechza Mechza in the Kareb. No, it's not true. We fall off that have. I mean, everyone agrees 50% is not like majority. But then it's Tim, you're going to say, Tis asked to take a second, like I said, you're going to say, the Pergam, the Irvin of Tizim and Base Briskin, we pass in Kareb Papa. The minute it says parts Kaim and Mutter, that when the breached area of the wall is as much as the closed area of the wall, it's considered like closed and it's going to be permitted. Wait a second, isn't that the halacha 50-50 that you're saying that it's like the majority, like it's closed? And aren't we saying here, Ibn Agri is not like a majority? So that's the case of Ainir al-Khalik would seem to differentiate between Shari Surim regarding other prohibitory law, but Dabra Tol Bechias, and regarding something that depends on vitality. Meaning that here we're talking about Chias, that 50% is not like a majority. There it's other Surim, maybe 50% is like a majority. But so it's Ilav de Maisi Lo Le'el, if not for the fact that, however, the Gemara previously brings the Tanner, the case of the Tanner, when it's talking about Shechita, a Tanner is not the same as Chias. The Kamtim, another wonder is the Irvin, in the Sugi Irvin, Lo Maisi Lo. It doesn't bring it. And those cases that it brings over there, the ma'aseh doesn't bring over here. So it says, maybe you could differentiate the hach over here as iser v'tumo. Here we're discussing regarding prohibitory law, and those are cases of an oven which is tumo. In contrast, there it's talking about regarding partitions and v'le dummy, and these are different sugyas, and therefore that's why they don't discuss the same type of cases. Because it says master begins the words, and that's why obviously that the Erev could have a different halacha, that parts kind of can be mutter. Because it says master begins the words, ish netche, a person gets pushed off the Pesach, but a community does not get pushed off. So it says, it's a wonder, because the perikam, the Sanhedrin, the first perikam, the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, that you take the person out to be judged, to the Sanhedrin. So Darshin, the other drasha is, ish v'isha the mitzvah l'sherech. Oh, an individual gets judged by your gates by the bezin. V'yat the mitzvah kol ha-shev yikul l'sherech. But the ir ha-nidachas, a whole city, they don't get judged by your gates. Now, v'achalem m'matim ish al-reb Yisrael. Why over there are we excluding a shevet from ish, and here we're excluding only the majority of Klal Yisrael, that they don't get pushed up the Pesach Sheni. Why one is Rebbe Yisrael, one is Shevet? There's something what you could say is the Hasa Metzinu, because there we find Shechilik Akas, Ben Yachil Merubim, that we find there's a differentiation between individual and many, Mishum Ir Ba'amal in Yer Neidachas, and we find that Zalocha Ber Neidachas. So therefore, it makes sense to differentiate Mishum Shevet as that the, what we're saying is that that would be qualified in those cases, that since we find that there is a difference between an individual and where there's a rabbim, not only Gans Klal Yisrael, it just has like a city. So it makes sense that you could make the demarcation as a shevet. But let me the limit creation to say, oh, that's not called ish. In contrast, over here, where we say that it's only the majority of Klai, so or now another approach is tuva ish v'ishik sivi hasam. There it says many times, man and woman. So therefore, if we keep on excluding not just Gans Klai, but even when it comes to a shevet, that they don't get judged by Bisharecha. But when it comes to unconsecrated animals, the lava, the dam, hutzarach, where you don't need it for the blood, imid pagas sagi, I would have thought to say that 50% would be enough. You don't have to slaughter the majority. I have hadik tani, but it says in the Mishnah, chatzi echad ba'ev, echad b'chatzi be'behema, shchitas b'sula, that you only do half by the bird or one and a half by the animal, that's going to be a disqualified shchita. I'm the safer. That would be regarding the safer, the arab b'kachim, which is tumah b'kachim, but regarding chulin, maybe would not require a majority. Next says Mazda begins with the words of Gemara, Merik achash chitas al yadai. So what does that Merik mean? Merik lashin gemar means the kind of God of slaughters the majority and someone else finishes it off. Because I mean, mentioned, like we say in the Medrash, Mishesh l'mitzah, someone that starts a mitzah, emulei merik, which is a well-known word, like emulei gemar, the way Taisa brings down is that the Medrash says, we tell merik, which merik means gemar. We tell you start the mitzah, we tell you to finish it up yourself.